Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm excited to talk with Natalie Viglione, who is, oh my goodness, you do everything. You are a cycle breaker and truth seeker on a quest to help humans take back their power. Anything that's taking back the people's power is, I'm all on board for that. She's also reclaiming her legacy as a priestess healer and is a light warrior and life and business guide and teacher. And she is host of the Disrupt Now podcast. So thank you so much for being here today, Natalie.
Yes, thanks, Renee. I'm excited to be here and go all esoteric.
Yes, esoteric. We are bringing the woo today. So yes.
We are.
We plan on talking about how the universe communicates us through signs and symbols and all that. But before we jump into that, can you just give us briefly about your path to how you got where you are today?
You bet. You know, interesting, this cycle breaker, truth seeker thing, it literally started when I was like a little tiny thing. And, you know, really pissed off my parents a lot because they were like, you're not conforming. And so, yeah, started then. But my path has really meandered. You know, I did a lot of corporate work in the agency world and lived in the New York cities and lived in the San Franciscos, and then came full circle around into this time where now we're, you know, we live in ancient mountains in the Asheville region in North Carolina. And it's just interesting because this whole signs from the universe and deep intuition and knowing and that inner guidance system really brought us here where we are today. And it has been the most important piece of my existence to follow that truth, because we're always ahead of the game and always right, the right time. So now, you know, I'm igniting this healer within that's always been there. But she was very quiet and felt very like, how am I going to thrive in the world, this world? And then, you know, a while ago, she said, I'm coming out, like, we're doing this. So you better be ready.
Yeah, like it's time. And
that is really that priestess energy, truly.
Yeah. And I know what you mean about coming full circle, because I lived in Portland for the last 20 years and recently moved to Bozeman, Montana. Once again, following that intuition and that inner guidance that always brings you where you need to be for your highest good. I love it.
Yes.
Yes.
So important.
Woo. Yes. Yes. So important. All right. So let's kind of segue over to how the universe communicates with us, because, you know, as we know, it's all day long, all of the time. And I think we take ourselves out of even paying attention to just even seeing the messages because we're so busy with life and with work and the to-do list and all of that. So what are some of the main ways that you've noticed that the universe is communicating with us?
Well, I think that it always starts with talking about it, like being open and communicating about what is transpiring in our lives. That's like, you know, something else is moving within me. There's something more that's bringing me information that I need to acknowledge. Because I think in this world, we're really afraid, you know, and obviously your audience is like not afraid, but so many people are, afraid of speaking about the fact, like I've always had dreams. So dreams, visions, if people are, you know, precognitive in that way, like you can literally dream timelines. And that's the universe coming in, your higher self coming in, whatever your construct is, that's telling you, yo, you keep going in this direction, and this is what's going to happen. And, you know, this is how I found out when I was in my 20s that I was going to get divorced before I even got married to that person that I was with at that time. But stupid Natalie goes, oh no, that's, you know, I was really young.
Yeah.
I was like 20, you know, whatever, in my early 20s. And I didn't listen. And, you know, it caused this big in my life. And I'm like, oh, I'll never not listen to myself, my higher self again. Never. So dreams, I think dreams is a huge one. I also think when you start to really get clear and unblock the energy in the body. You can also from a, you know, I think all humans have this innate magic of being able to psychically or intuitively receive like information that's literally coming in through, you can hear it a lot. And most often it's going to be at a really inconvenient time, i.e. 3 or 3:30 a.m. You know?
It's so true. It's so true. You know, if you are listening and you're waking up, and I call it kind of the magic hour,
yes,
you know, like at around 3 o'clock in the morning,
yep.
That is when a lot of stuff is coming through. Yep.
I mean, I'm just getting chills all over just thinking about it, because it's a really powerful time. It really is. And it's really inconvenient also. And that's just true. I'm like, you know, I need sleep, people. Like, come
yes.
on.
Yes.
Sometimes. No. But then there's, you know, there's also, I think, you know, this is, I'm always very hesitant to say the word angel, because I think we have a very distorted view on what this means. I truly believe it's an energetic source. It's energetic information that we can tap into. But, you know, people talk about angel numbers, the 111s, the 222s, the 333s. And, you know, when you get really clear, it's very interesting. And this happened to me a long time ago. Every time I started looking at the clock, I would just glance over and it's 111. I'd glance over again, it's 333. And you start really diving into what do these even mean? And it's interesting, because we do have to realize that that's another way that the universe speaks, through math, through numbers.
Yes. You know?
So that is another powerful sign. If you start to really see those 333, I wake up at 333 all the time. And it could have been, I mean, it's so clearly there's, this is a message. This is something more than, oh no, it's just that I conveniently look at the clock when it's all the same numbers every single time I look at it. Like, yes. No, it's
like, come on.
Universe, yeah.
So true. And I think, and you know, a lot of the clients I work with come to me, and I assume you too, and they already know, like you already instinctively know this, and you're not trusting yourself, or you're not trusting the messages that you get. So a big part of this is allowing yourself to be like, oh yeah, that's a message. I believe it. I trust it. I know this is real.
Yes. Yes. That's this discounting that we do.
Yes.
Like it's not possible. And I'll give a really personal example, because I think this is a really big truth that a lot of people can resonate with. Especially if you're being ignited into something much larger than you can ever, or even more ancient than you can even understand, a primordial power that you're tapping into. I kept being told when I would have sessions with some, I rarely do sessions with channelers, but there's been a couple in my life that I felt really like, oh yeah, you're the real thing. So I've had a couple of those, and each time they're like, well, your higher self is an ascended master. I was like, no, I know that. That's, I know that. But that's literally that first initial thought. And if you're not watching video, you wouldn't know what I'm doing, but it's like, get out of here. Like,
yeah,
you know, like you're really thinking like, come on. But then if you really start thinking about your path, if you really start thinking about I've been on this path since I was little. I told my parents, this has just came up recently with my mom and was really interesting. She's like, we couldn't even make you believe in Santa Claus. I said,
really?
No, like you're lying. You know, it's just been this, it's always been this thing for me where I'm a, like a human bullshit detector or something. So if you really start thinking about your life, really start thinking about these tiny little moments, that's a tiny little moment, but honestly, it's not, it's a big truth that says you've been something more and you've been awake your entire life. What does that mean for you? And I think, you know, there's been these little things in people's lives, even if they're recently, especially since 2020, because the energies coming into this planet are just like,
yeah,
woo, the frequencies, you know, so people are being awakened at more rapid paces than I think that honestly, than this planet has seen maybe ever.
Maybe. Yeah.
Atlantean times. I mean, I don't know, like I can go all there too, but like we're talking many, many, many centuries. So thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So I think that this is the time too, where if you are getting these kinds of messages, especially frequently, do not discount, do not trust that honestly you're being awakened in a higher way for a very divine reason.
Yeah. And as I am older now, and I look back, you know, at, through my life at random things, like, why did I have this job as a waitress? You know, why did I meet this person? Now it's like all of the pieces are coming together and you can see them with the gift of time. Like, oh, that's why I learned how to do this. Oh, that's why, which is all bringing you to the place you are. And I do think in our society, we get so bogged down with this ego stuff. Like, I could never be an ascended master. You know, like there's something wrong with acknowledging who you are, who you are. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. And well, especially those of us in this light worker, light warrior, rainbow warrior realm, because, you know, we're going to be the last ones that want to step into what feels like a narcissistic energy of saying, you know, I am something. It's not even being something more than, it's just my purpose is different than somebody else's. And my construct of my higher self is different than somebody else's. And some people don't even have higher selves in that way. So it's just understanding we are so very much unique and different in the way that we're here, and that that's purposeful and intentional in and of itself too.
Yeah. Yeah. As you were talking about dreams, years ago, my husband passed away when I was 30, and about 6 months before he passed, every night I would have dreams of him dying, like every single night. Then now I have the gift of looking back, of course, and knowing it was my soul preparing me, you know, for this is going to happen. But I talk to so many clients that are going through transition, and that seems to be the time, if they're not a regular dreamer, when their dreams start being crazy. So if you start having crazy dreams, or I've never dreamed, and then I started having all these dreams all of a sudden, that's a sign something's going on. Pay attention.
Yes. Pay attention. Yeah. And it may not, you know, I think another thing, you know, you mentioned time. And, you know, to get really like out there, like we can really think of time. It doesn't actually exist in the way that we know it. And therefore it's this, it is illusory, but it, you know, there is timelines and there's all these things that, you know, thinking of spiral energy and how we're kind of being pulled through. I mean, there's just so much around that, but the information that we do receive from the universe isn't always going to be linear, meaning, right, you get information 20 years ago, like in my, you know, early 20s, and that information may not make sense until like now I'm looking at it and going, I need that piece of information now. Whereas for 20 years, I didn't need to utilize that, but now I do. And again, it is that purposeful intention of dropping things in. And then it's up to us to kind of build that mosaic of what that means. What is that truth? Which is quite, it makes us kind of all be necessary, almost like detectives.
Yeah. I even see that with books. Like I will buy a book and I'll have it on my bookshelf, you know, for a decade. And then one day it's like, oh, there's exactly the knowledge I need. It's just been waiting for me the whole entire time. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. In fact, when we talked before we recorded, the book that came up was that one for me recently was The Secret Life of Plants.
Yes. I love that book.
Oh my God. And it's just, I mean, it's really powerful because I had it sitting there and then I actually bought another copy and came home and I was like, I already have this book. And so I gave the other copy away, but I finally, you know, dove on in and I'm like, this is exactly the information that if I would have read it at that time when I got it, it would have resonated, but it wouldn't have all the cylinders wouldn't have been firing around it in the capacity in which it is now, because I need that information right now for very specific things. So totally. I mean, that's just another way that the universe actually does speak to us. Like, you need that right now.
Yep.
Because you're going to need it later.
You're going to need it later. Exactly. And the moment that you need it later, you may not be in a bookstore, or you may, you know, that.
Exactly.
Exactly. So why don't we plan ahead? We'll make sure that when you need it, it's there. Exactly. One of those series of books for me is The Life and Teaching of Masters of the Far East. And so I read, it's a 5 or 6 book series. Mm-hmm. And I read it when I was like 18 years old. Yeah. Great. And then I reread it when I was 30 and then 40 and then 50. And each time I've reread them, it's like, oh my gosh, now I get it at a different level. Now I get it at a different level.
Yes. So,
yes.
That's it. And that's another beautiful way. I think that we often try to map out so many things. I mean, look, there's all kinds of mapping, you know. We all want to be organized and feel like, you know, we have a strategy and but I mean, this even goes into the conversation of, often when we're planning things, that doesn't mean that it's going to happen in exactly the way that we think it's going to happen, but it's going to happen in a very different way. And the universe is like, yo, I'm going to take you in another direction and you better just flow and trust, because that potential is far more great than you could have ever even imagined or wrote onto paper at that time. I say paper, but computer, whatever.
Right.
Than you could have even thought about, because we just can't fathom how amazing and powerful we are. We just can't.
We can't.
Because it's been hidden, and that's just a reality.
Yeah. And that's so true. And I think that is one of the reasons how and why we are constantly getting these signs and messages from the universe, coincidences, synchronicities.
Yes.
Man, I just love that stuff.
Yes.
I just love when you're at the right place at the right time. And like, you can't make this shit up. It's so cool.
It just comes right in and you're like, hello, I was waiting for you.
Yes.
You know, this has actually happened, you know, animals, nature speaks very, very, very loudly. I'll never forget recently, you know, and this, like, you immerse yourself into nature, right? In where you're at now. And we did the same. And it was fascinating. One day I was sitting here and I'm like, you know, I see a far greater potential here in a leadership way that I'm just not seeing it clearly, but I'm really feeling into that. And seriously, and I have a picture to prove it, because it sounds like one of those things like, oh, come on, Natalie. No, but really, I have a picture. All of a sudden, a hawk flew right in front of our large like porch patio area, sat there just in front of me, looked at me, and then left. And I was like, oh, and it long enough for me to be able to literally get my camera and take a picture. And when you look at what is that kind of spirit guide, what happens when that animal guide shows up and what it stands for. And it talks about, you know, a big piece of that is leadership. And I was like, oh,
of course, of course.
Another way, like if we're really paying attention, like even the nature kingdom, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom is on our side to help us.
I had that experience yesterday. A raven, like a, I don't know, 3 foot high, like huge bird. I was walking the dog at 6 in the morning, you know, nobody's around. And all of a sudden this raven flies and stops like 3 feet in front of us, staring at us. You know, so once again, I came home and looked up the meaning of that. And it, what resonated for me about the meaning was fresh starts, new things happening, powerful stuff. You're in a new cycle. But what you're saying, paying attention and then taking it a step farther. What does this mean? Let me Google it. Let me make sense of it.
Yes. And that's being the open, having the willingness and the openness of mind, body, spirit to really know that, yeah, this is telling me something. And I now need to go figure out what that something is, because it's not like it pops in front of us and it's like, hey, so Natalie, here's what we're going to do.
Right.
Here's what we're going to do. I would like you to go on Tuesday to, you know, 1 p.m.
Yes, exactly.
No, unfortunately, this is the esoteric and the mysticism of it all, but, it's really, I mean, I don't even know words to express how magical and beautiful it is when we really understand, like if everyone is understanding that level and magnitude of what's happening around us and how connected that we all, not just in this like new agey BS kind of like, we're all on, no. Like it's like we are literally biologically connected and geometrically connected to every living thing on this planet and in the cosmos. And if you're really curious about that, seriously, the secret life of plants, even just for the fauna world, you know, flora world, and it talks about the fauna world some too, it's like, oh my God.
Yes.
It's visceral. Like you can, and if you like really get into, you can feel it.
Yes.
You can feel that it is a biological energy connection that's pulling us together. It's just, wow.
It is wow. And I have felt, clearly nature's my thing. I love to be in nature, similar to you. But when I moved here to Montana, you know, I'm right on top of this super volcano, you know, I'm Ooh. Just like, I'm, you know, just less than an hour from Yellowstone.
Okay.
Like right here, and you can feel it. When I do my meditations, I can feel it, the energy underneath me, supporting mm-hmm. me. It's just so magical.
That is awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other there. Okay. That's a whole other thing. Like Earth, you know, is a deity, is a living being, conscious being. And man, you tap into that. I started with a friend, like a really local in-person thing called Earth Magic Avatar, because what I really feel that we're really doing right now is tapping into this earth aspect that needs us to really integrate and really, because that's a whole other place that we receive wisdom from. Like you just sit and, you know, I mean, that whole earthing documentary came out, you know, this is not new.
Right.
At all. Clearly. I mean, the earth's kind of been around, but like digging your toes in, you know, getting dirty, like sitting in the grass and just like feeling, you know, that even neutralizes our energy. So we can actually sit there and connect to her, it, the all that is, you know, in a really powerful way. So that's, I mean, just being in nature can open up even more information to come through in all kinds of other different ways. So I think that's really a magical place for us to be, is
yeah,
getting the dirt.
Yeah, I agree with you. But then, okay, so we're talking about planet Earth, but then let's throw in the stars. Let's throw in the astrology and the moon and the cycles of that, and talk about being all connected.
Exactly.
That moon and those planets connect everybody on the planet. When there's it's full moon, we all feel it.
Yeah. Man, people, yeah. I used to, when I lived in the city, I would go out, you know, and you just tap into that energy. I used to have like, I joked, but I wasn't really joking. I used to have to like tie my wrists to something so I wouldn't go out on full moon nights, because I'm like, somehow it got to be 5 a.m. I was going out for like one glass of wine, you know, like it's an energy, just this energetic force that's like pulling us and pulsating and is alive and vibrant. And actually I read this really amazing scientific peer-reviewed journal the other day about, I think it came out in like 2018, 19, something like that. Anyway, it was a whole scientific perspective on the fact that they actually know that stars are conscious now.
Oh my gosh, I have not read that yet.
Yeah, I'll send it to you afterward. You can include it in
the link. I will. We'll include it in the link in the show notes. It's yes.
fascinating. Like it's just another level that, again, if we're in tune with and really understand that, like, this information that we receive, the synchronicities that come through, it's a huge, like, energetic force that we're tapping into, that gives, that we're speaking, we're communicating with, really.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Because we've been talking, and often think about, like, the universe giving us signs, like we're separate from the universe. I mean, come on, we are the universe. So paying attention to those, but it's not outside of us.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It really, I mean, that for me kind of hit home in a big way, because we can talk about this as above, so below concept, but, like, what does that really mean? Is it just a mirror? And it's like, no, it's literally conscious and connected. I mean, it makes us so much more bigger than thinking we're little peons on a stupid little planet that doesn't matter.
Yes.
That's, you know, that's come and pushed in our face. Like, that's the truth. And it's like, nah,
yes.
Not even, even a little bit.
I think that's why I love, like, synchronicities and signs from the universe and all of that, because they're the reminders.
Yes.
They're the reminders that we are bigger than we know that we are, that we believe that we are.
Yes.
And we're more connected.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not, connected like in this hive mind, we must all be the same thing way. It's this, you know, your magic, your truth, your uniqueness is a gem that mine is different. And as we connect all these energies together, I always think of this as, like, what we're really building is this huge mosaic of truth, of the truth. If everybody's on, if everybody's lit, if everybody has this really definite, like, purpose, I'm in, here's what I know, and can stand in that truth, I can't even imagine what this world would be like. Like, I literally can't fathom what that would be like. But that is the vision that I really want to hold and have, that everyone can get to that place at some point in time, maybe not in my lifetime, but it's going to happen.
Well, it is going to happen. And I do think that this COVID time that is the start of this, where we are awakening, where there are more and more people all of the time that are even recognizing that this is a possibility.
Exactly.
Yes.
Truthfully. You know, it's so interesting. Like, I also live in this kind of, you know, because of the main core of what I'm doing and working with businesses, is what I'm seeing in the tech realm is I like to analyze data. And for me, because I always like, again, the spiritual aspect, the science aspect, and you blend those because one cannot exist without the other, truly. And when I say science, I mean, like, the real kind that's not paid for or bought by somebody. I mean, true science. And what that really means when we look at how this all connects together is really showing us that what I'm seeing is, like, even in specific channels, people are like the, like, 145% more searching in, like, Pinterest around how do I raise my vibration?
Yeah.
And that's now, like, that's new data. And so I think that's, like, just a taste of, like, what's really happening in a really big way.
And how cool to be able to be here this lifetime and experience this as it's happening. And then also to help people out, to help people kind of, you know, figure out, like, what does 111 mean? What do my dreams mean? You know, acting a little bit as an interpreter.
Exactly. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like, we're all being initiated into something that we don't have a script for. Like, this time has never happened. Never. Not in this way, not on this specific planet. So we're kind of going into a void. So we get to write our own, you know, everything. And interpretation is a huge thing, because and trusting and helping people, like, stop. No, you're not crazy. Here's why you're not crazy. You're not crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say often when I'm doing readings and stuff, I'll get a message to, you know, to share, and I share everything. because I don't know what the meaning is for people.
Right.
I cannot tell you how many times, you know, what I will just, for instance, I got a message just a couple of days ago for telling this woman that her sign from her guides right now was a sunflower. Immediately, she's like, wait, Renee, and shows me sunflowers she bought an hour earlier. And it's, you know, you just, I love that where you can, when everything clicks together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And like you were saying, that the signs don't come in the logical order that we think that we, okay, now I need a sign, guide. So give me the sign to let me know about, you know, whatever. No, it doesn't quite work like that.
No, it doesn't. And you know, this kind of is the same for like when we're running businesses. You know, I left corporate realm like 6 years ago. Well, in like 3 years ago, I started my podcast and the Disrupt Now program, which was more about the being a vessel for guidance around life and business for people. And it was before its time, truly, because it's called Disrupt Now. And people were like, oh, disruption. Like, I don't want disruption. Like, that means change and like freaks me out. Now they're like, yeah, pretty fucking disrupted every day. So I get it now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like really interesting. Like I was before it was, you know, and that's the other thing. Like sometimes we start something, we build something and just understand it's kind of going to hit when consciousness and frequencies align with it. So that's another element, like for all the entrepreneurs that are listening. And if you're like, my business, it's not going anywhere. Well, maybe it's because we need to hit a specific time that where, you know, where it is going to hit. So keep doing what you're doing. Like I see people give up way before they should, just because they think it's going nowhere. But it's like, it's the showing up and the consistency that's going to really make this more powerful. So when it does, it's like all cylinders align, man. Now you're going 400 miles per hour. Like, and right. You're like, oh my God, how do I do? I don't even know how to stop the, I don't have enough time. Like what?
Yep.
So another thing.
So what advice can you give us for recognizing signs? Is it just being present?
Yeah. You know, okay. This is, I think, a really big thing, because again, I really believe it's the first thing is to, as soon as you hear, see, feel, if you get a hit, that can mean so many, let's just say it's a dream, just to use that as an example, right? Do not discount it, write it down immediately, get up, get a pen, get that, you know, whatever, and write it down. And then go back to bed, get it out, like get it up, get, you know, if it's 3 a.m., that's what I'm kind of assuming because this is when things are happening. Get it out and then trust that it's a message. Just know, do not discount it. Do not say if it's something big, do not say that's not possible. Say, I don't understand this yet, but I recognize this. And then sit in nature, sit where you can to be quiet. And I'm not talking about meditating and getting into position, like do whatever feels good, but just sit with yourself and really think about that thing that came through, do a little research and figure out and start putting two and two together, because the answer is there. It's always there. And it's just, we need to get quiet enough. We need to move into our heart space and really feel into these things instead of trying to use our mind constantly to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, gotta be this blend thing going on.
Yeah.
Heart and brain.
Yeah. And although Google is great, and if we're talking about angel numbers, agreed with you, but that's kind of what people call them. Yeah. It's not the same. The message is not the same for everybody. Exactly. 111 for one person may mean something different than to another person.
Exactly.
Same thing with the raven. You know, there were multiple descriptions of what the raven could be or the hawk. But when you read the one that's yours, you're like, oh yeah, that's mine. That's what it means to me. Yes.
Exactly. Which again is coming into this knowing that we all have an inner guidance system. Trust it. Listen to it because it's right every time.
Single time.
Yeah. Even when you don't want it to be at all whatsoever, sorry, it's right.
Yeah. And once you recognize that, the power in that. Like, oh my goodness. There's been an instance recently when I moved here. And I tell people to pay attention to the things that don't make sense. You know, like I got this hit, like you need to go to Costco. I did not need one thing from Costco. I'm a single person. I don't really need to stock up from Costco, but all right. I know I trust it every single time I go to Costco, and I met a new friend. We were trying on snow gloves together, and now we've been hiking 3 or 4 different times. You know,
my God, that's awesome.
I didn't go to Costco for the toilet paper. I went to Costco to meet this new person that's going to be important in my life.
That's it. Yes, 100%. Like when the wacky and weird is true also.
Yes, the wacky and weird. The things really? That don't make sense. Yes.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. It's, it's this empowerment thing. It really is an empowerment thing I think not everyone is lucky enough to be around people that are supportive of this. And if that is the case, this is what podcasts like yours exists, because then you can get affirmation and confirmation from other places, be validated in that. But I really think that it's like, if that is the case, that's kind of another sign
too. Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. So who's in your life?
Yeah. Who's,
and how are they supporting you truly? Like truly, because that's another big thing, especially now, is getting clear in kind of all ways. Toxic people move out of the way to allow more space for all of the abundology. Come on in. And you know, that is it. We need space like that to pour all this new information in.
Right.
Otherwise we overflow, or we're, you know, that the lid goes on and you don't get any more.
And you don't get any more. Yeah. And that's a really good point. If you don't pay attention, if you're not being present, if you're not listening, you know, eventually,
yeah,
you're not connected.
Yeah. I mean, how long are you going to knock on the door when somebody doesn't answer? You're going to leave at some point. The
universe
will. Not to say that it's not always there to tap back into, but it does. It stops.
Yeah. Yeah. And also like you're saying, the importance of having people around you that support you. So I saw the Raven, came home, called a friend at, 6:30 in the morning, a little early, but I'm like, the Raven. She's like, yes, the Raven, We all need friends like that. Not friends are like, Renee, it's 6:30 in the morning. Why are you calling me about a stupid bird? That would not be my friend anymore. But a friend that I call that's like, yeah, let's look the Raven up. What does the Raven mean?
Exactly. And we really do deserve that. And you know, there's even people that are like, I don't know I don't get it, but that's okay too. Just to hear it. Like my husband sometimes thinks that he's like, kind of just giving me that look of like, I'm kind of glazing over, but I'm still listening. And you know, that's all you need. Like, just hear me out for like 5 seconds. I promise it's gonna make sense.
Yes. Oh, well, you have a new program coming up. It's called Tap Into Your Magic, which is pretty much, one of what we've been talking about here, lot of it. Yes. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So this has been an evolution for sure. And this, it's really about not only tapping into the magic of like all that is, it's also tapping into the magic of yourself. Like too often we discount gifts that we have because we're like, I like to do that. It's just a thing, but we don't realize that that's a whole bucket of purpose sitting there waiting for you to dive in, and you're not diving in. Or not understanding how to integrate it and embody it and bring it into your existence. And so it's really about this strategic alignment and how you can integrate gifts that you have that are very unique, because each of us, literally, you could do the exact same thing that I do, but we'll never do the exact same thing ever. Yes. Ever, because our journeys and our perspectives and our everything make it so that's never going to happen. And we need to really recognize that. So the program is also about understanding that and how you can really, again, tap into that magic to understand well, what is my magic? And how do I get clearer around how to bring that through into this world? Because the world without all of our magic is not a full embodied world. And so it's time that we understand that that is necessary. It's not even necessary. It's like a must. It's a must.
Yes.
Because for all of us to go to this in through this evolution that we're going through, maybe it's like a, there's so many different words that could be utilized for that. I'll leave it at that one. But, you know, it's to really get there, it's going to really require that. And so it's just, it's another pathway. And it will cause, you know, it does ask for people to kind of disrupt a little. You got to disrupt, you got to shake shit up to be able to move into that, that new energy in it. And it's not always comfortable, but just know, you know, another piece of this is knowing that we all have to go through that process to get to that. I'm going to say the other side, but it's like integration, you know, through into that integration process.
Yeah. And you know, being uncomfortable is not that bad. You know, it's when we think about losing weight, sometimes it's not, for me, it's always been the idea that I'm going to be hungry. But then after I'm hungry, it's like, oh, this isn't that big of a deal. We think hunger, oh my God, it's going to kill me if I feel hungry, or if I feel joy, or if I feel these other things. It's just a feeling. You get through it. It's just uncomfortable. And then you get used to it and you move on and you grow.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what that program's about. And it's disruptnowprogram.com is where that all is living. So
wonderful.
I'll share some specific stuff with you after. So
yeah, we will have a link to that in the show notes. Also a link to Natalie's website, which is just your name, right? NatalieVigliano.com.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All the things. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll have a link to that too. And then also your podcast, the Disrupt Now podcast. We'll put all the goodies, all the shizzle in the show notes so people can find you. This has just been lovely. Thank you so much. I love just even have conversations like this where people that don't have people in their life that believe or support them in this area, just to hear other people discuss these topics so they don't feel like there's something wrong with them or they're a weirdo or something like that. Yeah.
You know what? And I'll just end with these words of welcome to the awesome space of being weird and woo woo and all that stuff, because this is fun.
This is fun. Exactly. Yes. So thank you everybody for listening. Thank you so much, Natalie, for sharing all your wisdom with us. And we will talk to you guys again next time.
Thank you.